SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
So again, visualising your opponent coming at you and you are sidestepping. One, going out, sidestepping.
In a community gym in Glen Waverley in Melbourne's East, Dr. Anne Pang is teaching a free self-defence class for women.
Back.
Dr. Pang's service to the Chinese community and to women have been honoured with a Medal of the Order of Australia. Speaking with SBS Mandarin, she says being one of the 949 people recognised in the 2026 King's Birthday Honours List gives her motivation to do more for her community.
I was totally floored, surprised, and, quite shocked, and, of course, very, very humble by the award. And I just want to say that, really, I don't see it as a trophy or an endpoint. I see it as a starting point, as a door opening, as a gateway to a lot more things that I can do.
The 68-year-old martial arts instructor migrated from Taiwan in the 1970s. She has more than 30 years of experience teaching women self-defense at universities, schools, clubs, and community centers. She says through her work, she wants to help women become more empowered and independent.
When I first started learning martial arts, I realised that it was something that women really needed to learn because it gives them a lot more confidence. And that confidence then translates into freedom, liberty, and autonomy.
Another recipient honoured for her service to the Indigenous communities of Western Australia is senior Noongar and Namachi woman Michelle Turvey. In 2022, Ms. Turvey's 15-year-old son, Cassius, was killed while walking home from school in Perth. A trial which ran for almost 13 weeks found two men guilty of his murder. Speaking with SBS, Ms. Turvey describes how her own experiences have impacted how she relates with others.
And though others are having different, experiences, they know that I've been through a lot, they've been through a lot, so there's that opportunity to open up and have open conversations with other people with passion, and I don't mind talking to people on awkward conversations. I don't mind having a cry with people. I like to keep it as real as it can possibly be.
Since 2023, Ms. Turvey has worked to train police officers in how to deal with victims of crime with empathy, care and support, and how to recognise when people are experiencing trauma.
I think one of the main things that I've been instrumental in doing in my team is actually getting out into the community and engaging, one-on-one, person-to-person, instead of sitting in the office and just relaying things. So it is about getting out there with Aboriginal people, getting the police as well at the same table to clear up misunderstandings and just to enhance that trust and get over those barriers.
Another award recipient has spent years trying to shine a light on the historic contributions and achievements of Greek women over the past 200 years. Panayotis Andrinopoulos has written and published a bilingual book highlighting the work of 400 influential women of Greek background, including 80 Greek Australian women. Mr. Andrinopoulos says he wanted to address imbalances in whose voices are heard and remembered in history.
Oftentimes women are marginalised, they're left on the sideline, they might be just as active as men, but seems that men tend to get more attention for doing similar exploits, and that's so I decided, I proposed that we put this book together. We went through and did a rigorous search, found women from all over the world.
The gender imbalance Mr. Andrinopoulos recognises in his own work is also present in the King's Honours List itself. Only 32% of the 703 Order of Australia General Division Award recipients are women. Governor-General Sam Mostyn has said in a statement, Australia still has a long way to go before the awards adequately represent the contributions of women.
Every Australian, regardless of their gender, social, cultural or economic background, should be able to look at the honours list and see themselves.
Bajinda Dugal is being recognised for her service to aged welfare through her work supporting the health and well-being of older members of the Indian community. Ms. Dugal says each year the awards offer an important opportunity to reflect on the strength to be found in Australia's diverse cultural makeup. Speaking with SBS Punjabi, she says behind each award is not only a rich story, but also a community.
So to me, especially being a Punjabi from Sikh family and a woman with a bronze skin coming from a little town, the foot of Himalayas, is a great honour. To be able to speak up and get this award is not mine, it's for our community. And it really, really gives our community a respect which they truly deserve.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-storey homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.